I think there's opportunity in just about every decision and discussion that we have as Medicaid policymakers. I think more discreetly, there's been a couple levers that I really touched upon in kind of writings previously and have been working on, you know, in my work at Minnesota's Medicaid agency. And so thinking about, you know, how policy decisions are informed by research and how Medicaid agencies can really help guide researchers to the questions that they are looking for that are maybe more specific to our population and the barriers that they face. And so really helping drive how, you know, research is, you know, funded from the stance of, you know, the questions that they're answering that are being, that they are putting out in their requests for proposals, helping really be at the table for those decisions. I think looking at our own data and how we can continue to try to improve standardization of things like racial demographic data, language demographic data, looking at ways that we can try to leverage electronic health records, better capture things like social drivers of health, you know, housing insecurity, food insecurity, unemployment, things of that nature. I do get the sense that some, you know, research isn't as well aligned with the kind of realities of you know, Medicaid programs or the, you know, enrollees, the neighbors that we serve. And that's whether it's just from kind of, you know, the representation and who is actually in the studies, or even some of the questions, you know, that are asked to get at a certain issue. I haven't personally worked with yet any particular research proposals or studies that really capture that. I have seen, I'm trying to think of the group, whether it was Academy Health or some other group that did some RFPs around like COVID impact on Medicaid that were a little more kind of really kind of trying to pull folks towards like, let's look at the racial and ethnic disparities and let's look at these other gaps specifically instead of kind of this broad, you know, range of health equity disparities work that doesn't kind of get at how structural racism in particular is a driving factor. And so I think that's the closest I've seen, but I think there is a lot of, you know, opportunity to kind of build that more in from the start with research. And I think, but there's, I also from the Medicaid side, know that there's just some general barriers to our ability to share data, you know, with researchers in particular can be limited just based off of, you know, our agency's interpretation of how we can share our data. And so that's an issue that we're trying to work out. But I think, you know, as researchers are more broadly looking to ask questions across, you know, populations, not just the Medicaid population, the ability to kind of have some of those questions built in the beginning, I think that's where there's a lot of opportunity still.